This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited here. If you want to join us on the radio, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
855-450-3733. First hour, we talked about the update on the Food Not Bombs case out of Florida. Federal court deciding that, yeah, it actually is your First Amendment-protected conduct. And they've remanded to a lower court to make another decision in that particular case. So it's not quite done yet, but led to a larger discussion about rights in general.
Right. Trying to pull up a update, I found nothing.
Well, yeah, it's pretty fresh out of those.
It was almost two months ago.
The court system. It's probably going to take six more months before you hear anything out of the lower court.
Well, I figured there would at least be something saying hearing date has been scheduled.
You usually don't get those reports in the news media. It probably has been scheduled, but you likely would have to call the courts and find out directly on that one. So you had a related story, though, Daryl, also about homeless people. So what's the news there?
You had also mentioned the Panera pay-as-you-can dining.
Which we talked about a few years back or several years ago on Free Talk Live as sort of this experimental thing that at the time was being heralded as a success, and it seemed to be working where whatever you can afford, basically, was the model, and people would come in, and some people would pay more than what the suggested price might be. I don't remember if they had suggested prices on the menu or if it was just like, here's your food, and then what do you want to pay for it?
I think I remember Pete Nedimo or Pete and Jason Talley going to one of these when they were in Marv on Motorhome Diaries.
Okay.
And it was, here's the suggested total.
Okay. Right, and then you pay what you want.
And then if you wind up giving more, plus they had a little, not the tip jar, but here's the little jar for, like, the food bank or whatever. So they've got that jar in addition to if you, let's say your total is $8.14, and you hand over a 10, and you say, keep the change.
Yep.
And then you could put more money in the little cup.
Right.
So Fast Company, again, has the story. They say in 2010, Panera's nonprofit arm launched
nonprofit. It said it was for-profit, but
Panera is a for-profit company.
Right, but they have a subsidiary.
Has a nonprofit that they operate. They opened a cafe in St. Louis that looked exactly like the company's other restaurants. But the customers could pay what they wanted for the items on the menu or not pay at all. Ron Shake, I think is how you would pronounce this last name, Panera's founder and CEO at the time, had volunteered at food banks and wanted to offer a better experience for people who were struggling to eat. The new nonprofit restaurant called Panera Cares was designed to sustain itself by nudging middle-class consumers to pay a little extra for the meals. He said,
Generally, if you go to Panera, you can probably afford to do.
Yes.
Right. Not cheap food.
The CEO said in a TEDx talk later that year, again, back in 2010, in many ways, this whole experiment is ultimately a test of humanity. Would people pay for it? Would people come in and value it? In 2018, the St. Louis location closed.
Hmm.
So again, almost 8 years.
That's a long run.
Right. And again, when you consider that, I think it's
80%.
I knew it was a majority.
Restaurants fail the first year, and the other 80% that succeed past the first year fail within the first
five. Within
five. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so lasting 8 years, I don't think you can necessarily call a failure.
Right. So what are they saying went wrong, though?
Let me skip down, because they mention a few other locations. They say only one in Boston remains.
It's still operating. Okay.
Yes. They say, though the concept was designed to be self-sustaining, the restaurant operated at a loss. A recent paper looks at why the cafes did not work.
Okay.
Panera was a multi-million dollar company, and the CEO owned Aubun Par, or Aubun Pay. It's that thing that
it's French. It's French.
It's a French name, but it's that really expensive grab-and-go thing inside airports that
sure.
you've probably
oh,
seen.
I think I sure. might recall
Aubun Par.
Yeah. They have it here with an N, but I thought it was Pear. But the Panera CEO had previously owned that thing, but yet it was clear for us, this again from the paper, that he was so unaware of how consumers think and act and feel in the marketplace, in his marketplace in particular, that that's why it missed the mark, said Susan Dobsha, a marketing professor at Bentley University who co-authored the paper. In Yelp reviews of the cafe, the researchers saw that many consumers didn't want to eat next to homeless people and complained about the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. People who were food insecure also didn't like it. Though the cafes were intended to provide dignity, people could pay as little as they could and weren't supposed to be questioned about it or made to feel like lesser consumers. It didn't work that way in practice. Mm. The company asked customers to limit themselves to one discounted meal a week or to volunteer an hour at the cafe to make up for the free meals. The company said, "We were not designed to be a permanent solution for those facing food insecurity, but that can make things complicated for people who wanted to take advantage of the service."
Plus, I mean, the idea of you want to have somebody come in and volunteer for an hour at a Panera.
Right.
I mean, the training that you'd have to go through alone just to be able to be, you know, turned loose on food preparation, or maybe they were just having them take out the trash. I don't know,
right.
But like, still, you know, that's hard to handle.
Skipping down, they mentioned that other restaurants that operate in a similar manner have survived.
Okay.
Company called Same Cafe, that's an acronym for So All May Eat, which is in Denver, which is a nonprofit restaurant that originally inspired Shake, is still operating. EAT, acronym for Everyone at the Table in Philadelphia, has been serving pay-as-you-wish dinners for the last 2 years. In Spain, guests eating breakfast and lunch at the Robin Hood restaurant foot the bills for others who eat supper. Karma Kitchen, a volunteer-run project, hosts a series of donation-only meals.
Oh, that's interesting. Before you go on, the one where they've got this sort of segregation of breakfast and lunch people pay for the people who eat supper. I thought it was interesting that, you know, you had said that some of the Panera customers didn't want to actually eat around homeless people.
Right.
I guess they are, you know, a little uncouth, right, in their behavior in certain circumstances. And when you go into a Panera, at least when I've been in them, they tend to be kind of like an upper middle class looking crowd, right?
Yeah, it's like a snobby Starbucks that has food instead of coffee.
Yeah. They got coffee, too.
I just think of it. It's a middle-class, wannabe-more type of place. What I love is that this is another failed experiment in socialism. And
Ian, well, no, it's not socialism.
It is.
This is a voluntary...
I understand that.
I know that you have a problem with Panera because they don't like people to have self-defense weapons.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that they don't like me. They don't like my gun. So I choose not to go there.
Sure.
But again, this idea that...
But this isn't socialism. The state was not involved at all in this.
That is true.
This is a voluntary form of wealth redistribution, and it didn't work out.
Which is going to fail, and that's why...
Well, not at these other places, apparently.
Well, not yet. This reminds me of the conversation we had with Matt Phillips when we were broadcasting from the New Hampshire Free State
blockchain
conference. Where he had talked about going out to Burning Man.
Right.
And how Burning Man is very much, you know, everybody gives away.
The gift economy.
The gift economy. There we go. And my comment was that Burning Man lasts for, what, a week?
Yeah.
Two weeks?
Yeah.
Because any longer, it would fail.
It's not sustainable.
It is not sustainable.
Well, there are some people that say the same thing about the free economies that operate at things like Porkfest or Forkfest.
I understand. I think for charities to function, it has to be because people are willing to give. And I think when we try to confuse consumerism or purchasing things with the idea that you're going to be doing some good, I don't know. I just, when I heard about this to begin with, I thought this is going to crash and burn, and it did.
crash and burn. Okay, but they operate at a loss, but these other places are still open.
Still.
So I want to know if we can maybe do some research here and give me a list of what they were called in just a moment, yeah. Daryl. We'll see if we can figure out how long these others have been around for. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is pay what you can afford a viable business? Is it a sustainable concept. We're looking
at... Well, most restaurants aren't viable, sustainable businesses.
That's true. That's true. I heard about a restaurant here in Keene. I'm not going to say which one it was, but it was one of the, it's the old story where somebody with some money decides they want to have a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Which
that'll
is like
work.
Almost the guaranteed failure, right, for a restaurant is when somebody doesn't know anything about restaurants.
Yeah, every restaurant that Gordon Ramsay goes to pretty much on
one of those.
Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah.
Is one of those, oh, I thought it'd be fun to open a restaurant because, like, I enjoy cooking and eating, and I made money in this other thing. And he's like, yeah, you should have stuck with that other thing.
Right. So, yeah, so what happened in this one was apparently they pissed off their head chef, and he walked with, like, the sous chef or whatever. They walked and with no notice whatsoever. And so this newer restaurant in town has, apparently they're looking desperately for a chef. But the thing is, you know, in Keene, New Hampshire, and the same is true in larger places, but especially so in a smaller place like
sure.
this one, you know, the hospitality industry, everybody knows everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right.
you know, word's going to get around that the owner of such and such a, you know, restaurant is a jerk and you don't want to work for him. So it's going to get even harder.
Him or her.
For them to find, you know, right, whoever it is. It's going to get even harder for these people to find a chef that's going to take that role. So, anyway, we can talk more about this. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number here is 855-450-FREE and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, which does want you to know about Save It Purse. And Save It Purse is your way to save big time on your purchases through Amazon. It's SaveATPurse.com, SaveItPurse.com. Here's how you can save 20% easily on anything you want to buy from Amazon. You just go to SaveItPurse.com, load up the items in your Amazon shopping cart, and then you import your put it on your wish list on Amazon. You import your wish list into SaveItPurse.com, and then you select your discount. You can choose as little as 5%. Why you'd want to do that, I'm not sure, because you can easily get 20% off, or as high as 33%. Now, if you go up to the higher range, be prepared to wait. It may take a few weeks.
Oh, it took me all of like an hour and a half earlier today.
At what number?
33%.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
So you never know. It's like if you don't mind waiting a little bit, go for the higher end. And
yeah,
see,
I was totally expecting to wait a couple of days.
Sometimes
it was like
weeks.
An hour and a half.
But usually when I do 20%, it's the same day, within a few hours.
And you don't have to import the wish list anymore. They've made
really?
The searching feature on Purse a lot easier.
Oh, cool. Well, I usually get more than one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, well, you can add things to your cart.
Oh, that's cool.
And then search and add more things.
Oh, good.
That's, or if you know, Amazon uses something called an ASIN.
Okay.
So if you
like a UPC number,
the Amazon something indexing number,
right?
The S doesn't actually stand for something. I don't know what it stands for, but you know, it's Amazon's indexing system.
Yeah.
So if you pull out that out of the URL and put that into Purse in the search bar, it pulls that direct item instead of you having to scroll through.
So
results.
There's different ways to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, SaveATPurse.com. And Bitcoin.com wants you to know that you can now use Bitcoin Cash. The way this is working behind
Which is
the scenes
what I did.
Is you have either Bitcoin BTC or now Bitcoin Cash BCH. You load that into your wallet at SaveItPurse.com, and then you're basically selling your Bitcoin Cash to whoever it is that wants to buy behind the scenes, and it's Save It Purse that kind of just takes care of all that. They escrow the Bitcoin or the Bitcoin Cash, and then when you receive the product you want, the escrow gets released to the person who bought it for you. It's really amazing, and it works well. I use it all the time. SaveItPurse.com. We continue with your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about looking at these different businesses, because apparently the Panera experiment didn't really work out with the pay-as-you-can-afford restaurants that they had been experimenting with, although one is still open. That doesn't say that that one is not operating at a loss, because apparently the other ones were. Maybe this one is, too. And then there's these other ones.
And it was 34 minutes. I thought it was an hour and a half.
Oh, before somebody bought your Save It Purse.
34 minutes.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to your calls, though, and thoughts. First up, he's Anon, calling from, or she, I don't know, calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, this is Anonymous.
Yes.
I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
But I'd like someone to call me and on the caller ID number that came in.
We don't have that.
Explain a couple of things so that I can learn how to run your dial of your radio station a little better.
How you can run the dial? What do you mean by that?
Basically, if someone, you've heard of the old story about Rip Van Winkle.
Mm-hmm.
the old table, where some, I don't know the fable real well. It's been many years, but
isn't that the guy that like woke up after years of sleeping?
Fell asleep for like 120 years, had a really long beard.
Something like that. Some long time span. He fell asleep, and then when he woke up, everything was different. Nobody knew him. He was a total like almost the Star Trek deal where he beamed me up, Scotty, and he somehow got lost in translation of where he put him, where Scotty put him, and he landed somewhere in, instead of in, say, New York City, landed in Perth, Australia.
Has this happened to you?
Yeah, what does this have to do with your situation?
That's why I would like someone to call me and help explain your radio and your amp situation and telephone.
The amps situation? Okay, this is I'm confused as to what you are confused about. The AMP program is a system that allows our listeners to support our show for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Folks like Loring, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier, he gives $25 a month. Now, that's, you know, not what we're asking for, but he decided to do that.
Nice.
So appreciate that. And they get perquisites, you know, they get little benefits because they are Free Talk Live amplifiers, and there's a whole list of those over at amp.freetalklive.com. But is that what you were asking about, or was it something else?
Well, that's along the line. Back to the situation with Rip Van Winkle. Suppose that you today, whatever technology you have used and you understand, you can understand it 2,000 years from now. But that's all you could use. You couldn't use anything between now and 2,000 years, up to 2,000 years in the future. And then suddenly you could use what you know about now.
So what you're saying is you have been disconnected from technology. Let me see if I'm following you here, Anon. You've been disconnected from technology for some time frame, and you find yourself confused now that you're back in the world of using technology. Were you in prison? Because that would seem to be the, you know, the only likely reason why somebody would be so disconnected, unless you were like one of those people lost in the Japanese woods in 1942 or whatever it was. It hasn't been found since then.
That could be relevant. I'm not certain, but if you can imagine, I have watched movies before, but right now I choose not to go watch a movie.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The reason for that is pretty simple, and it's but another reason that I don't actually type in. I'm not comfortable going on even an email on a.
You don't have to use email to operate a computer.
Yeah.
Or to operate a radio.
I'm not sure if I want to continue with this call or not. It's so confusing.
Call me back sometime.
No, we don't do it that way.
We don't have,
this isn't a callback service. This is a talk radio show where we're on the radio. I'm going to debate whether or not we should hold on to Anon here, because I'm pretty certain on these things. Very strange call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with officials in Mexico City as thousands of migrants continue to trek to the United States-Mexico border. The caravan is currently still about 1,000 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. The president has said everything's on the table, including moving the U.S. military to the southern border between the United States and Mexico. Republican Congressman Peter King on that idea.
If in the end the president has to use the military, that would be a last step. But I think, and you know, when he blames the Democrats, his to me is the real criticism of the Democrats, is that as a country, We're not speaking with one voice.
The Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office says it's received 800 tips about missing teenager Jamie Kloss. She went missing after her parents were found dead early Monday morning. Hundreds of volunteers have been helping search for Kloss.
My dad grabbed me and said they're doing a search for Jamie, and I said, absolutely, let's go.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We've got Anon on the line. We're going to continue with his call here in moments, where we're still trying to really figure it out. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Anarchapulco coming up in February. It's February 14th through the 17th. In beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, at the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Going to be a great lineup of speakers discussing everything from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. And those speakers will include Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and many more. Still to be announced, anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll save 15%. I'm looking forward to it. It was a great event in 2018 and 2017, the 2 years I've been. This, I believe, is year number 4. So you don't want to miss this. It's going to likely sell out again. It sold out this year. Now, next year, they're almost doubling the size of the venue, and I still think it's going to sell out because Ron Paul. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL, save 15%. We'll see you February 14th through the 17th. Again, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. Anon is on the line with us here in Arizona. You had asked for us to call you back and answer some questions, but we don't do that. This is not a, you know, tech support show. However, I'm still curious as to exactly what it is you're trying to learn about. It's very, you know, it's been very confusing so far. You referenced Rip Van Winkle, a fictional character who fell asleep for 100 years or whatever it was, and then obviously woke up very, very confused, sort of like movies have done this, a sort of fish-out-of-water scenario. Encino Man, of course, is right. A popular one from the 1990s where the same sort of thing happens.
Right.
And all kinds of comedy ensues. Our Discord chat, somebody has asked, Anon, Jackie asked, if you are a time traveler.
Thank you. That does shed a little light on the situation.
What so you may or may not be a time traveler?
We cleared it up.
I say nothing when it commits me to something. I don't know if I'm a time traveler. What I'm saying is the question I have is how to navigate the call-in phone as you listen instead of the Discord.
Okay.
Or instead of email or instead of some other medium of communication with Free Talk Live. So Jackie has a point in a good point. In other words, if all Jackie can do is through the Discord and all I can do as anonymous is through the phone, right. We have a barrier. But we may understand each other's situation well.
Right, but the show acts as that medium that allows one to communicate to another. Even though contacting the show through different means, you can speak to the concerns of somebody else who uses any other means.
Right, so a lot of the people in the Discord chat are listening to the show live. That's why they're talking about you right now in our chat room. You can't see what they're saying except for when we select out and share it with you. But anybody who wants to join the Discord can certainly do that, and you don't have to use a real email. So if you're concerned about anonymity, just use a throwaway email address when you join the Discord. You can make up any kind of name you want.
Ian, there are some people that they won't even get on the internet.
He's obviously on the internet. How are you listening to the show?
Thank you, Daryl. Daryl, you have hit the nail.
Hold on. How are you listening to the show?
I'm listening on the telephone.
So you're the call-in line.
How did you get that number?
I have listened to your show on the call-in line for a long time, and it's the only way I usually listen to your show.
But how did you get the number for the call-in line in the first place?
The very, very first place, a friend of mine, he may have been an amp, or I don't know, but he gave me the phone number and said, you ought to go listen to this. Some of the stuff that they talked about is interesting, and he gave a
great. So you don't get on the internet. You don't get on the internet at all, then.
Let me give a metaphor or another way to look at the question you've asked. You've asked, does this anonymous person get on the internet? Only when absolutely forced.
When forced to. So basically you've never gotten on the internet, because why would anyone force you?
No, that's not the case.
Give me an example of a time when you were forced to get on the internet. I'd like to know.
Let me illustrate this another direction very quickly. If you were an electrician that understood commercial electronic and house electronic and industrial and just building motors, let's say an electrical engineer.
Okay.
And then you had a very intelligent 4-year-old boy following you around. And you say to this 4-year-old boy, I never put my hand into a live panel box because it could hurt me.
Good advice.
So I turn off the breaker, or I turn off the main power supply before I put my hand in the panel box.
Good advice.
Says to himself, okay, I understand that. That's wonderful. So I cannot get hurt if I put my hand in the panel box with this switch in this position.
Uh-huh.
Then he comes back 3 weeks later, and some very intelligent person puts some automation into the system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same switch can be in the same position, but it's bypassed with 480
volts.
What
the hell does that have to do with when you were forced to use the internet?
I choose to use the internet when I could tell that it was on and off. So in other words, I like an offline system.
So dial-up modems. When you knew you were calling a dial-up modem, you couldn't be connected to the internet unless you were connected on your dial-up modem.
I'm sure you could still get dial-up. Right, but there's the conspiracy now that there's some sort of unseen router thing in every computer that the CIA can just hack into, even when your computer is off
or disconnected.
Well, that's not conspiracy. That's actually the purpose of some of the chips that are in these computers. But
you still have to be connected to some sort of network in order to be...
Well, it could also activate your internet connection and stuff like
that.
Not
if there's a cable pulled out of the back of it.
True.
Right.
Assuming you have no wireless, assuming you're in a location.
True. Right, but there are people that say that even when you think that your computer is turned off and it's not plugged in and the battery's pulled off, there's a secret battery that the CIA can connect
to. It goes a little crazy.
And then they're watching your webcam and they see everything you do. So you can't even be in the same room as a computer.
Footmatic says it's the heat out here in Arizona makes people wacko. Anon, I'm going to thank you for the call.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten about all of that I can handle.
That we could get.
Yeah.
We're trying.
So glad you like the show.
Appreciate it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it is interesting to know that there are people out there sharing our dial-up number where people can listen to what is basically the worst quality of audio that you can possibly find with Free Talk Live. I mean, we've covered free-to-air satellite. Which
but it's better than asking a friend to transcribe the show and then mail you postcards.
That's arguably true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's the number offhand? I don't even know. You can go to our website.
I had actually just pulled it up a moment ago because...
Of course you did.
Right, because somebody had asked me for it not too long ago.
Listen.freetalklive.com has the number on that page.
712-775-8114.
Now, which one is that, though?
It's the listen line that you gave me about a week ago.
Okay, and that might be the LRN listen line. I'm not sure which one we talked about, because there's one that's Free Talk Live only. There's one that's LRN.FM. There's also the LRN.FM audio on demand line as well. So we've got like three or four different telephone numbers that you can call to hear Free Talk Live at various different times. But if you want the numbers, go to listen.freetalklive.com or listen, I think, .LRN.FM. Either one of those will give you a few different numbers that you can try out. And you probably should program more than one of them in case there's like an outage on one of them, because that does happen from time to time. But just so you know, the audio to those lines is fed over the internet. So, you know, you're not connected to the internet, but the line's connected to the internet. That's how you get
the matrix.
And also we feed our satellite service provider over the internet as well. So the internet's pretty integral to what we do here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. You can join us.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you on the site, they are free. We mentioned our AMP program a moment ago. There's a lot of cool perks you get as an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for that at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes us very happy when you do that, because it shows that, well, you value what we do and that you want us to do more of it in more places on more radio stations. We've got 190 great AM and FM radio stations across the country today. And though we have talked about some of our other delivery methods tonight, we talked about free-to-air satellite, the phone system, actually just got a mention in the last call. Yep. Radio's our primary distribution method. That's where we're heard by the most people, and that's how we started the show. We started on the radio back in 2002 down in Florida, and so that's the primary method that we use here, and it's important because a lot of people still listen to the radio. Even though we kind of, you know, those of us who are on the internet all the time, it's easy to think, oh, everybody's online. No, everyone really isn't online.
Right.
And not all of them are like that last caller. Many right. of them just, you know, they're not interested in being online. They got other things to do, or they only get online when they're at their job or something like that. We've met these people in real life at the county
fair. We've also met people that, I don't have a computer at home. Why do I need one?
Some people feel that way, and right. that's fine. And a lot of those folks, and even people who do get online, still listen to the radio, maybe while they're driving to work or
right.
or whatever. So it's important to be there, because we want to spread the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom and cryptocurrency to as many people as possible. So we'll do it wherever we can, whether it's on Twitch, on our video stream at twitch.lrn.fm, over YouTube, over free-to-air satellite, or over the radio. If you want to help us with our mission, then please join the AMP program, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, but we did some more digging. Before the last calls, we were talking about these restaurants that are kind of experimental, pay-as-you-can-afford restaurants. The Panera versions right. of this apparently have mostly closed their doors, with the exception of one in Boston, apparently, yeah. all of them having lost money over the years. So even though one of them made it for 8 years,
it wasn't ever a profitable thing, even though it was originally organized as a nonprofit. You still have to bring enough money in to pay all the staff.
Right. There are some people that ask whether this was a PR stunt or if it was. Yes, by Panera, or if it was an attempt to basically funnel some money away to sort of make it look like the profits were lower.
Oh, please.
That's silly.
I mean, I can see businesses doing this to garner good press.
Right.
And that doesn't make it a bad thing.
Yeah, that's,
that's
the same reason Walmart sends a truck full of water down to the hurricane victims.
Exactly. Or why the one horrible beer company, Bush or Budweiser, they will also, for like a week right after some disaster, only put actual water instead of beer-flavored water in their cans.
Right.
And then they send that down to the places.
Yeah. And that's all fine. And those are good PR moves. They garner good press. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I just find this idea to be somewhat disingenuous and
well, what about instead of the pay-as-you-go model, the pay-it-forward model, to where you have to pay full price for your meal, and if you want to, you can buy an additional meal, and then they'll put a little sticky note on, here's the prepaid meals, and then if somebody comes in and they don't have money for food, they can pull one of these sticky notes off the wall.
I think that's fine, because then there is a scarcity. If you are out of those, then that may prompt more people to put sticky notes up.
Okay.
And at the same time, if you're hungry and you haven't eaten, maybe you got to get up a little early to go make sure you get a sticky note. All I know is that we talked about a couple of these. We talked about Same Cafe in Denver, and we talked about
Eat in Philly.
Eat in Philly. And I tried to do a little bit of research just to see where they're getting their funding from.
Right.
And
the first thing we looked at was Eat, and it looked like they were tied in with a college.
Drexler University in Philly.
That's so likely that was college funded, which means there's probably some state money coming in there somewhere.
Yeah, and then I go look at the one Same Cafe in Denver, and it doesn't take
Drexler
too long.
Drexler is a private college.
Oh, really?
Okay.
But don't a lot of private colleges still take state money? Because
if by take state money you mean that they allow people with student loans and Pell Grants, then yes, they take state money.
Right.
But they're not funded the same way the state university system is funded by the state.
I'll keep digging into that, but when I look at Same Cafe in Denver, they accept donations and things like that, but they also get donations through their community partners like Certifiably Green Denver, which... if you click on the link here, it takes you to the city of Denver. If you go to Denver Botanical Gardens, which is another funding source, then there's, you know, ties to local government. They just got a $17 million bond to expand their parking through the city of Denver. So it doesn't take too many steps before these things that sound really good and really, sort of homegrown.
They're subsidized.
They are subsidized at some level through government. And that means that people that may not approve of these same programs are actually funding these programs.
And it also likely means they're not sustainable. If they have to be subsidized, that's usually why.
Yeah.
Most restaurants aren't sustainable.
Well, that's true. That's true. But the ones that are... they work out and they stick around for a long time.
Yeah.
And these haven't. So it's interesting. It's interesting. And maybe if they were doing it the way Daryl suggested, or maybe there are ways to make it work.
There are restaurants that do the pay it forward thing. There's a story from CBS7 out of Big Spring, Texas, about a restaurant out there, the Mayo Sauce Family Diner. They got the idea after reading about a Chicago pizza parlor that sells $1 slices of pizza, and they encourage people to pay it forward. And, hey, I'm paying for 3 slices. I only want 2.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. And, again, I'm not saying it's impossible for one of these models to work out, but it's interesting to find out whether they do or they don't. And these are the things that can be tried if there's a free market, where you don't have insane government regulations standing in the way, raising costs, because it's not cheap to start a restaurant.
Right.
And a lot of that
cost is because of the government and all of its mandates that they put on restaurateurs and startups from, you know, getting sure. started. It can prevent somebody from being able to, let's say, open up a restaurant in their own home
sure.
where they would be able to serve people for a much lower cost and, you know, and add more competition into the marketplace.
Right.
Unfortunately, the government stands in the way and ultimately protects the existing restaurateurs who have put in the $200,000, you know, vent hood or whatever it is right. they have to put in, you know, these right. crazy mandates on
equipment. I've heard that to upgrade an existing kitchen to a commercial kitchen costs about $500,000.
Yeah, that sounds about what I've heard.
Unbelievable.
And I've never actually looked into it. You know, I right. can't imagine all the just so difficult right. requirements.
And we actually know a guy that he was trying to open a restaurant that it was going to be a pickled style restaurant where
yep.
nothing was actually going to be cooked.
I saw him recently.
And he still, after spending like $100,000 yep. on yep. doing all kinds of stuff to meet some arbitrary decisions, yeah. wound up realizing that he was never going to get approved.
Yeah, he gave up.
Yeah, they told him, you have to put a double firewall between the kitchen area and the serving area.
He'd even
bought... I'm not cooking anything. Nothing at any time is ever going to be producing heat. And they said, well, you might use a microwave at some time. So
yeah,
let's just do a single firewall instead of a double.
I saw him actually at the Bitcoin Heretics event the night that the last night yeah. of the blockchain conference. Mm-hmm. He actually came out to that, and he was telling me about, because I'd asked him, like, how's your restaurant going? He's like, oh, yeah, that didn't work out after I spent my life savings trying to make it work out, because they bought the building that they were renovating, right? Because you can't just easily go in and renovate somebody else's building
right,
without,
right.
you know, some serious negotiations. So they own this property, and now they're renting it out to some other whatever it is that they're renting it out
right.
to. So it's like, you know, it's not a total loss, but ultimately they've lost a ton of money
yeah.
Trying to jump through the regulatory hurdles to ultimately no avail.
Yeah.
And how many times does that happen to people that you
yeah.
never hear about, right? There's all the, you can see all the restaurants that open and fail, but what about the ones like you're talking about where there's just this
they
ridiculous
government?
They never
even made
right.
it to yeah. grand opening.
Right.
Yeah.
And then pour a bunch of money in and then just have to call it quits.
Yep. Sad.
So the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Still to come here, Daryl, we actually had intended to talk about another homeless-related story, and that
yeah,
is there's
story
a homeowner.
Out of Ohio where there's a property owner, not a homeowner. He owns some property,
okay.
and he's fighting to allow the homeless to stay on his property.
On what he thinks is his property.
Yes.
Because if it were your property, you wouldn't have to fight anybody.
You
over
wouldn't
it.
Have to ask in the first place.
We'll continue with what's going on there, because this actually happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, a few years back, and I think that struggle is still continuing for that property owner. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number three is next on Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.